perfect song to get into this next topic with The Morning After. It's Q105, 9:30, Eric Chase and Demetrius Nicodemus in for Philip today, our friend Jen Wakefield. We're going to want you to check in with this, and I apologize if we don't have time for more phone calls on the show. That's it. I'm sorry. I wish we had time. You can always hit us on socials, but it's 419-240-1055. This is a throwback song. It's more of a hip-hop throwback than a pop throwback, but it's also in a commercial now, too. A car commercial. Either of you guys seen it?
Yeah, with the lady hyping herself up before the meeting.
Right.
Where it looks like she's practicing her speech.
Yes.
And then they go into the car, and she's like, "Here come the brand new flavor, yeah.
This is like early Puff Daddy stuff, Craig Mack. 419-240-1055. Before you do call us, here's how I want to set this up. And again, podcasts after the show, Q1055.com. I've been wanting to do this on the air. I decided to write it up as a blog, and I know you guys didn't read it, which is good. I was looking to pinpoint the five most like universal throwback songs. You have a party, you're trying to put a playlist together, and you know that you've got like our subset of friends. Like, we are inclusive. We like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to have all these people at a party and you had to put a playlist together, I came up with what I thought would be five songs that would hit the spot and everybody would like them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the five.
Okay.
You guys can tell me if I'm close or not, and then I want to know throwback songs that you guys like. And Jen, I know you asked me about Chumbawamba.
Is this genre specific?
Well, when I think throwback, I rule out anything with a guitar.
Okay.
And that counts Chumbawamba. But at least for this list that I'm creating, Chumbawamba has no wow factor, but it has a different reaction from the songs that I'm thinking. My five were, and you can debate me. I will hear discussion for the last two, especially the last one, because I had a hard time. And again, these are like universally beloved ones. That's what I was going for. And again, I wouldn't, deride or denigrate Chumbawamba. Number five, Sean Paul Temperature. Sean Paul seems to appeal to all. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, I'll take it.
And to me, that's not even his best song. Like, to me, my favorite Sean Paul song would be "Give Me the Light." Underrated.
Mm-hmm.
But Temperature is the one that like you can play that at a wedding. Number four, 50 Cent in the club.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number three, and those two I could hear discussions on. These three are inarguable. They were on this list without even me thinking about it. Number three. Warren G and Nate Dogg, Regulate.
Can I just tell you, when I was in the Navy, somebody literally paid me $100 to try to rap that song.
And?
Boom.
You won that money?
Yes.
And, see, I think that song is put on this list by guys. Like, that's a dude song.
I love it.
Okay. Easy to know lyrics. Like, that was the birth of Nate Dogg, Hook King. Number two, California Love.
Yeah.
You got it. All
right.
Titans of hip hop, Tupac and Dre. And if I ask you guys to close your eyes, you can see the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think?
You're right.
Post-apocalyptic.
Like it's Mad Max stuff, right?
Yeah.
Number one, this would not have been here on this list like even 10 years ago, even though it's from 1996. But thanks to Magic Mike, Pony Genuine is
no.
Top my list.
Wait a minute. What the? What? Maybe I was just not paying attention. Maybe I missed it when you said it. Maybe.
When I think of the song, I imagine the movie.
Right.
But otherwise, I would never have thought of the song.
See, that song, like, I adored that song when it came out. And then it had this rebirth from the movie. And I think, like, that song was irrelevant, but I think it was almost contemporary again because of that movie, and women adore that song. Women of all ages. Like, you had to be 40 to like that song, but then the movie came out, and now it made it, like, universal.
No.
So, Dee, give me your insight. And I know hold on.
You know what song I'm talking about.
I know you love Lenny Kravitz' Fly Away.
No. There's a song that it doesn't matter who you are, where in the region of the country.
I know what you're thinking.
You play it, people get up, old people, young people just love it. You want, what is it?
Journey.
No.
Don't Stop Believing. No. You know that's a universal song.
Well, that's a drunk like wedding or karaoke tune. I'm talking about Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
I genuinely don't know what that song is.
Oh, but if they play it, you know it. Here's, give her a little taste.
I can't pull songs up as easy. Look, I don't disagree. I love that song, but Jen, you're exactly... No. What you said is exactly why it didn't make my list. Because, and here's the other thing. I adore that song, D, as much as you. I don't know what Mark Morrison looks like.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. No one...
Is it an age thing? I mean, I'm
black.
Not that much younger.
It came out in 95. It's like a great summer song. There are other ones that I consider for this list. And D, look, I don't think you're wrong, but I wanted to go like universal with this. The other ones I considered were, I thought you were going to hit me for Biggie Hypnotize.
It's a good one.
There's something about that song that like doesn't make everyone love it. I don't, there's something missing. Flo Rida Low.
Yeah.
But it's too much like another song that I could have put on this list if it had too much like Grammy, not award, but like grandmother or wedding appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to, because then it wasn't Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back.
Buttermilk Biscuits.
No.
What about, with Lil Jon and Usher?
Oh, say, what is that? That
Get Low?
No. It's Thunderclap.
The visual in this room.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing the Usher thing?
Yeah.
I think that's a great... That would be top
See,
10.
What is it? Yay? Yeah.
Oh, Hey Ya by Outkast.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good song too.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't put that one on the list because I dislike that song. To me, it's not like genuine hip-hop R&B. It got too popular for me. And do you remember that album? That was the double Outkast album. It was Andre 3. See, that's not an Outkast. That's an Andre 3000 song. I like the other single that came out simultaneous to that, The Way You Move. I like the way you move.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Why?
You got to do something with Missy, though. Missy's timeless. Like One Two Step or something.
But that's a Ciara song. Like,
is it?
It
I mean,
is.
I know she's on it, but is it her song?
It's a Ciara.
Well, and I like Missy Elliott. I feel like she's timeless.
I like Missy too. And like, if I were doing like a top 20 list, Get Your Freak On would be on there.
Actually, there's a girl from Toledo, Alyssa something, that was in Missy Elliott's video when she was a kid.
Allison Stoner.
Yes, her.
And she's Allison a singer.
She's a Disney kid. Well, she's a woman now.
Yeah. We had her on for something before.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, she was one of the kid dancers in one of the Missy Elliott songs.
Was it Gossip Folks?
Work It, maybe?
Could have been Work It.
I just like Missy.
I love Missy, too. So then I gave you that list. Do any other songs pop into your head? And you're right. Like, Don't Stop Believing should be on a list, but that's like bar song. Like, what's the other one?
It's almost like you're committing to a certain genre with this list.
Yeah, because like when I think throwbacks,
if you weren't country, we'd say like Friends in Low Places or.
But those are like bar songs. Like, I'm thinking like throwback jams.
All right.
Maybe I'm being racist towards white people, but that's okay.
Because I am the gay black guy today, so I will.
Am I missing any? Like, D, I'm with you on Mark Morrison. I love that song. And Jen, you're right. Yeah, is a good one too.
I don't know what that song is. I'm gonna have to look it up.
Are you looking for songs right now? Or you just have
no,
to poop?
Well, after what I saw in your bathroom, I don't think it looked like somebody threw a poop grenade in there. And somebody needs to call an ambulance and wait outside.
It's safe to say the sickness is not just in this room.
Oh.
Down with the sickness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another
what about
great
Chop
bar
Suey?
Ooh. Wow, a little System of a Down.
Yeah.
Great bar songs. Finger 11, Paralyzer. We're going to do like rock party songs.
Okay.
That'll be the Andrew WK.
Glycerine Bush.
No.
That is a very well-loved timeless song.
Rock party song.
Rock party song.
Not that.
You're right. That's like, I'm really sad about my life. I'm going to drink this
right.
Bud Light.
It's 9:39. I want to talk about Ellen Pompeo's, one, her pay, which she deserves, and her words. We'll get to that before we wrap up the show. Final segment of The Morning After coming up next on Q105.
Q text us at 419-240.